2021 at 7:17 p.m. And our usual COVID caveat here, our disclosure, I should say, our meeting is being held tonight by public conference call due to COVID-19 virus social distancing requirements. The Planning and Zoning Commission members are participating in the call with video capabilities in case anyone wonders how I'm interpreting their voting tonight. In order to ensure that members of the public have access to this meeting, an advertisement was placed in the newspaper of record for Gwinnett County. A notice was placed at the front door of City Hall and a link was placed on the city website regarding the meeting, all of which included instructions for dialing into the meeting via telephone. For any members of the public in attendance, please dial *6 to mute your line to prevent ambient noise. If you are not speaking as part of the meeting, to unmute your line to speak, press *6 again. All right, that's our call to order. Approval or changes to the agenda. You guys, I'm going to suggest a change to our agenda where we're going to reverse the order that we're hearing these two items. I think we're getting some background noise. Paul, I think we're getting some background noise and you're
not here. Maybe you turn us down.
Okay, thanks.
Music, I'm so sorry.
That's right. Okay, so I heard a motion, and did I hear a second?
Yes, back off seconds.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous. All right, and approval of the minutes from March 9th, 2021. Do I hear a motion?
So moved to approve.
A second?
I can second.
All in favor?
Yes, back on.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, and there being no old business, we will go to new business. And the first item we've got is Planning and Zoning Variance 21-08, 146 Lakeshore Drive. Applicant LB Holdings LLC requests relief from the following, and then it's section 7889A, 78197-5, 7889D1, and 78197-11, if everyone has the agenda for today, you can see what each of those are. Is there anybody that needs me to read the details of each?
I know. Okay. I've got it.
Okay. So before we get started on this one, Paul, if you've got something to say that's different than what we've already seen on your application, we're open to hear what you've got.
Sure. Several people, all my adjoining neighbors are actually texting me. They're trying to get on this to support me and they can't seem to get on. So is anybody there that have a list? There was Scott Wargo, Patricia Sheeta, Brad Horrible.
Paul, it's a dial-in and it's on the website. If they go to our website, there's the agenda. It's on a link under the calendar and that's how they get in.
I just got a text.
It's a dial-in, though. It's not us. I didn't send out Zoom link to everybody. We do an agenda with a dial-in.
Oh, well, I just forwarded the email.
Okay, let me see. I'll admit, I see one person. I don't know who that person is.
You let him in?
I did.
Okay.
Hi.
You don't know who that is, sir.
Hi, this is, you just let in Brad Horrible. I live at 142 Lakeshore.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, Brad. And Scott Wargo's trying to get him on. And did you dial in or did you do the link, Brad?
I did the link just because I'm out of my office right now. So it was easier just to go through
Scott
my cell phone.
Scott just joined, Paul.
Hmm?
Scott just joined.
Okay. Okay, so essentially, a couple years back, I have a very expensive classic car, and I don't have anywhere to park it, and I had this big tent out, and I was told that I had to do something about it, so we negotiated that I would have the tent removed by August unless it complied. I replaced the tent with a small tent that did comply, that met the setbacks for a temporary structure. And I had a call from outside, Miss Patricia Sheeta and Miss Wargo had asked me to come visit them. And I went and talked with them and they said, hey, take a look at your tent. can you please do something about it? I said, they asked if I would put the car up above, and I just put some posts and a roof and at the top of the driveway on the coming in on the right side. And I'm sorry. Okay. So I did. And, Miss Sheeta is my direct next door neighbor. And she asked, you know, it was her and Miss Warga who asked if I would do that. And I said, yeah, I can do that. So I did. And then I guess there was a complaint, and I received a knock on my door, and I spoke with the marshal, and he asked that I would have to apply for a variance. And I talked to ma'am, I'm sorry,
Lee.
Okay, yeah. And so I applied for the variance, and essentially, yeah, this structure is you can't see it. It's camouflage. I have a garden on the top of it with the faux vines. I have a letter here I like to read from Britt Collins, who he wrote a letter, and I sent it over to Lee today. As a matter of record, the past years, it was brought to my attention that the owner of 146 Lakeshore had a temporary tent-like structure that sheltered a vehicle on his property beside his house and near the lake. I knew this was strictly against city ordinances because my past experience working as a zoning enforcement officer, ZEO, for the city of Berkeley Lake after Stan Kelly had resigned. On my travels around the lake, I witnessed this for myself and found myself thinking that is a better option. It should be implemented over against and using temporary structures. At some point, I noticed that the tent had been removed. Later, upon meeting the owner at the home, I was informed that he had built a permanent structure to safeguard the vehicle. And the such structure was basically hidden and well camouflaged. I was then given a tour of the structure, which had up to that moment completely escaped my notice. In short, I was impressed. I'm advancing an opinion that I believe the homeowner has responded well to the parents' issues that have been expressed by his concerned neighbors. I further think that this solution is creative and satisfies issues for safety, being far safer to vehicle traffic than a cliff-like nature of his driveway previous to new solution. It is my hope the city of Berkeley can find a way to accept our neighbor's diligence in this case. Sincerely, Britt Taylor Collins. Am I still here? Because I just, okay, wait, sorry. Okay. So that's, you know, where I'm at. I have my joining neighbor, Mr. Horrible. Brad is on the line. I thought Patricia Sheeta was
I've
on.
I let but somebody in that I don't know. Not all of them have names, so she may be on the line.
Yeah, okay, so, and of course, Scott is the neighbor next to her. And Leslie Evans also sent a letter to you, Lee, that I forwarded in her support as well, because you don't see it. And I was very diligent in making sure that it was going to be an eyesore, and now I can protect my vehicle. I've had two major storms in the last 2 years that caused about $39,000 worth of damage to two cars and my home. And there's trees everywhere, and they're falling, and this structure protects my car. So that's my case, and I hope we can be come to an agreement, and we can work this out, and I can get the approval for this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Brandon Pekka, give me some feedback at this point.
Well, my view is that it is also a good solution, and it's not noticeable and all that. Obviously, the issue here is that it was gone about not a proper way without applying for a variance first. That's you know, the main concern that I have. But as far as the solution is concerned, I don't see an issue with that.
Rand?
I was going to clear. I think you mentioned there was a complaint.
I thought the marshal had said there was a complaint, so I don't know. I assume there was.
About the tent or the current structure?
You know, that's vague. I'm not certain, but I would assume it was the current structure.
Okay. Well, I mean, I agree with Pekka that it seems to be a viable solution that is not visible and impeding any views of the lake or any other of the property that you've got.
Thank you. I've got pictures. If you've seen the, I mean, you can't. Here, can you see?
Yeah, we have those pictures.
We've got your pictures. Yeah. I'm looking at a semi-aerial view right now.
Okay, thanks, you guys. Okay, so I have some concerns here, all right? In my 12 years on P&Z, we have never considered a case that was non-compliant in four different areas as this one. That's significant. We just had a forgiveness versus permission type case 2 months ago, and that didn't go over very well with City Council. So, and then I agree that it's a great solution. I love the camouflage. I love a lot of things about it, but even each individual ordinance that's not being complied with here, we normally talk about granting a variance if it's a small percentage of the non-compliance. And so we're talking about, you know, 70% on the side setback and 50% on the front setback. I don't know. There's a lot here that we have never even considered in the past, much less passed.
So, right. Well, I appreciate that. I want to mention that, you know, it goes into the earth. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, the setback, there's a berm, and when you can stand there and you can't even see it, you know, there's also the privacy fence that we put up between Mishita's and our home. And, you know, I mean, so I'm just asking for, I'm pleading that, you know, we get this approved. It's a unfortunate situation. I don't have a place to park my car, and I don't need another tree falling on my, you know, before I had a cover on it, and it got a tree, a big tree limb on it, and caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. So,
okay. Well, I understand you have a number of people on neighbors on here who are going to say great things and how they're in favor of it, but I'd like to hear a motion from Rand or Pekka.
I actually move that we approve this.
Do I hear a second?
I'm not sure that I'm quite ready to make a second because I'm still having some questions. The fence that you erected, did you do it as part of this project?
No, I did not. I renovated my, you know, I did a lot of work on the home, and yeah, I put that up. There was a real raggedy chain link fence, and I put up the fence, and actually the neighbors loved it. And this was way after the fact of no, I did not put the fence up. Yeah, no.
Okay. So I'm going to just step in here, Rand, and I'm passing this on to City Council. So if the applicant would like to appeal this to City Council, he can do so, but I'd like to hear a second because I'm voting no. And it has to be unanimous.
Does the public, do we get a chance to speak as neighbors?
Jason Lopez. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 1 minute to speak and then we're going to move on because okay. There's really nothing you can say that's going to change my mind at this point.
All right. Well, my name is Brad Horrible. I live at 142 Lakeshore next to Paul. You know, the goal of side and front setbacks, obviously one of the main goals is to not restrict visibility. And Paul has made sure that he was adhering to that, not restricting any visibility from the street or from neighbors. So I think that's just important for the board to hear. You know, what is the point of our setbacks? It's to not restrict views of lakes and around right away and things like that. So I just wanted to make that point.
Brad, thank you for saying that. And that is something that Pekka and Rand can attest to. I talk about that every single meeting. So I understand that. And I appreciate you bringing that up.
All right, thank you.
And if I could just say a few things, I live right across from Paul, and a lot of my view is Paul's backyard. So it's nice not to have to look at his car cover all the time. The current one's much better than the previous for my view at the lake.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think the neighbors voiced the opinions and views that my motion to pass were based on.
Well, I will second the motion.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the variance and we have a second. So I can't see you all on my screen, so all in favor. Rand, do you have a vote?
Aye.
I, based on the fact of what you said, that it's a precedent setting that we haven't approved before, I'm going to vote no.
And I'm going to vote no. And
yes.
Pekka? Pekka votes yes.
I vote to approve.
Okay. All right. So the motion is denied. And Paul, there is an appeal process and to city council. And I think Lee can fill you in on what that is.
Great.
So thank you, guys.
Well, we can talk about that.
I'm confused. I thought one more. I just heard two approvals. So how did we get to a deny?
There were not two approvals.
No. There were not. There was only a second to the motion, which is that we're going to vote.
And there was one approval, and it has to be unanimous with a quorum of three. So. Okay, the next variance is planning zoning variance 21-07. And this is applicant Stan Howington requesting relief to reduce the minimum lot size of 28,000 in order to subdivide the property into a 27,000 square foot lot and a 25,746 square foot lot. And who's here to speak to that? Stan?
Yes, this is Stan.
Okay.
Thank you guys, first off, for meeting. Lee, thanks for all your help through this process. I appreciate it very much. Little bit about me. I grew up in downtown Norcross. My father actually built quite a few homes around Berkeley Lake in the late 50s and early 60s. I grew up building homes. I live around the corner off of Lou Ivy and Bush. How I came to know about this lot, and I'm going to give you a little back history. Several years ago, my wife suffered from a massive stroke and we were trying to stay in the area and I was going to build a new home, Master on the Main. Well, Miss Monax's grandmother owned the house at the time and they weren't ready to sell. Well, I happened to drive by there not too long ago and a couple of the neighbors called me because they know me and my family and they said, hey, this lot just came available or this house just came available. And, you know, so we struck a deal contingent upon, you know, me being able to subdivide this lot. And, you know, we've done our soils testing, we've done our surveys. And I think it would be a great addition to Berkeley Lake community, as some of the other homes have been done as well. You know, the minimum requirement for septic tank lots is 25,500 square feet. We've met that. y'all have a little more strict zoning requirement for R100 lots as compared to other municipalities.
Stan, can I interrupt you for just 1 second? And
sure.
I may come back to you. You guys, I've got a time constraint, and I would prefer not to continue this to a later date if possible. So before we hear the rest of what Stan has to say, have you guys looked through this, and are you guys leaning in a direction at this point? Because there's a lot of information there that we've already had ability to take a look at.
I am comfortable in casting my vote, actually.
Okay, and that, would that be for it or against it?
It would be for it, because of looking at all the other lots, this is nothing different than anything else.
I agree. And Rand, how about you?
I'm in the basic same position.
Okay, so I am as well. So I'd like to hear a motion.
Dan, really fast. I just want, there are two phone numbers that are still in this meeting, and I don't know who those numbers belong to. So you at least need to give anybody
that
hasn't been heard the chance to talk.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I know that we're in a crunch, but.
Yep, so is there somebody on the call that would like to speak against this variance?
Okay.
I'll give it another second just in case you're having a hard time unmuting. But it's star 6, right?
Yeah, but these folks they're in the Zoom. They're in the,
okay.
I mean, they should be able to, they're not muted. I can look at
okay.
them now.
Okay, mm-hmm. then everybody read the letter that was not for this variance, correct? Rand and Pekka?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm gonna go ahead and entertain a motion at this point.
I move that we approve this variance.
And a second?
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous. Sorry to cut you off, Stan, but I didn't want to continue this to a later time. And
sure, no, thank you.
I thought that's how it would go. So,
no,
all right, thank you.
You. Okay, Miranda, call me later, Miranda. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Are there any citizen comments? All right. Oh, the third item on the new business, I'm sorry. I'm tabling that again. I think it's really important, and I think it played into tonight, and I just want us to discuss it and make sure. But for now, we're going to table that because I have to go to Rochester, New York. So anyway,
lucky,
you guys,
lucky you.
You know what? And when we have time, I'll talk about that first case. A lot of what drove my thinking was based on my really uncomfortable experience with the city council considering the last one. And
ladies
so
and
we'll,
are we
yes.
adjourned? We haven't adjourned yet, have we?
No, we have not.
Okay,
so
I make sure I didn't miss that. Okay.
I was just talking about three, the discussion on these
right.
items. So
you're still
okay,
on the record. I just wanted you to be
we're,
sure.
We're still on the record. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. So I'm ready to hear a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
All right. Good work, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Thanks.